WEM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. 1,800 pounds of chum salmon were donated to the native village of Gamble this week as the community copes with an economic disaster. The donation came in on Wednesday from the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. The fish were sent from Unalakleet. Gloria James works with the Marine Mammal Advisory Committee for the native village of Gamble. She says residents are happy and thankful for the more than 170 chums sent. She says it's the first assistance that has come in for the community. James explains the chums were divided up. Two fish per household were handed out, with up to six fish for larger households. However, even with this donation, there is still need for food to feed families.
People are, hungry out there, and we desperately need some help out here.
James says the community members are out seal hunting and fishing, trying to catch as much as possible.
People that are out hunting right now at the beach try to, share it to the community, family members, as they can.
James says the native store is also just about empty. She says a shipment of pilot bread recently came in. Meat comes in too, but shelves empty out quickly. Rain, fog, and wind lately are also limiting flights transporting food and mail to St. Lawrence Island. Senator Donnie Olson and Representative Foster have written to Governor Sean Parnell explaining their concern for the island. James says the community hasn't heard anything yet.
I'm hoping more assistance will come in from somewhere, and this is serious, and it's very important for the community of Gamble.
The native village of Gamble declared an economic disaster last month due to a limited spring walrus harvest caused by poor weather conditions. Hunters were also prevented from heading out on the water because of a long, solid strip of impassable ice. The Alaska Redistricting Board is asking a state court judge to dismiss a challenge to the latest map redrawing Alaska's political boundaries. Board attorneys, in a filing dated Wednesday, deny claims that Fairbanks area districts, as well as districts that include parts of the Mat-Su and Kenai Peninsula, are unconstitutional as drawn. The attorneys also say the plaintiffs followed an incorrect process for challenging the plan. The challenge was filed last month on behalf of Fairbanks area residents who had sued over an earlier redistricting plan in 2011. The Alaska Supreme Court has ordered that a new map be redrawn for the 2014 elections after allowing an interim plan to be used for the 2012 races. Army officials say 18 paratroopers from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson were injured during a drop exercise near Delta Junction. None of the injuries sustained were life-threatening. Army Alaska spokesman Major Alan Brown says the paratroopers were hurt Tuesday during a jump from transport planes at the Donnelly Training Area. Brown says variable weather conditions affected the area. 16 of the soldiers were transported by ambulance to the Bassett Army Community Hospital at Fort Wainwright. The other two soldiers were flown there. Brown says injuries include bumps, bruises, and sprained ankles. One of the paratroopers remains at Bassett. Brown says the other soldiers have been released and are back on active duty. The paratroopers are assigned to the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division's Special Troops Battalion. A Senate Finance Subcommittee plans to meet to begin delving further into the issue of education funding. The panel plans to look at the various components of school funding, including the formula that guarantees districts a certain amount of money per student, transportation costs, school construction, and pension payments. According to a Senate Majority News release, the two-day meeting planned for August 20th and 21st will be the first in a series planned during the interim. Additional meetings are planned for September and October. The Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage has a new director. Gunnar Knapp has been named to the post after acting as interim director since January. The Institute, in a release, said Knapp has been on the faculty since 1981 and is known for his studies of Alaska's commercial fisheries and other aspects of the state's economy. Knapp says he sees the job as an opportunity to work with colleagues on complex and fascinating social and economic issues to make a difference in helping Alaskans understand and address those issues. The Paul G. Allen Family Foundation has awarded a $35,000 grant to Kodiak's Aleutic Museum to create an exhibit and educational booklet about Aleutic weaving. Work on the exhibit is expected to start later this year. The exhibit will combine images of basketry from a museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, and local weavings. Former museum director Sven Hawkinson in 2011 took Alaska weavers to St. Petersburg to study Aleut and Aleutic basketry. Work produced by the Alaska weavers was given to the museum. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $3.10 an ounce to $1,316.50. Silver is up 27 cents an ounce to $20.62. Zinc is at 86 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected to arrive at 8:57 this morning and is expected to depart at 9:40. It is unofficially 54 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.